All right, so what the hell? Okay, so Universal Soldier Day of Reckoning. I don't know what that laugh is. Is it good? Is it bad? It's bad. But is it bad? Is it all bad? Is part of it amazing? Is another part of it bad? What parts are bad? What parts are good? Why do we even live life? Why do we spend 30 days watching Van Damme films? Why do we question life? What is happening? Are there any horse socks? Anyway, Day of Reckoning. This is barely a Universal Soldier movie. I just opened a, not a beer, but, you know, maybe after. I'm trying to, this, all right. This opens with an absolute banger of a scene, like a horror movie. Like if you know the movie The Strangers, it's like that, but in first person, where our lead, John, wakes up. And his daughter says there's monsters in the house. And he goes and, you know, thinks he's just clearing everything. And, oh, no monsters. But turns out there's actual murderers in his house. And they beat him up and kill his wife and daughter. And simple revenge story, right? That's where we're going from here. Oh, I forgot to mention the person who did the murdering. Luke Devereaux, Van Damme. So he gets out of the hospital and starts looking for Luke. This movie is so, I'm really having a hard time with this one. Dolph Lundgren's in here and I don't know what he does. The scene that introduces Dolph Lundgren is there's a guy, they say, we got to activate the plumber. Okay. And out of context, that makes no sense, but essentially the government has to activate the plumber because this government thing is trying to kill Luke Devereaux. And so they activate the plumber and he starts chasing after John, whose family just got murdered. And they end up fighting in this, what looks to be a Universal Soldier exclusive strip club, or not even that, like a brothel, where all of the patrons are Universal Soldiers. And I know this because they all can get shot and beaten and hurt. And this scene is crazy. There's a little Universal Soldier dong in it. I say little. It's pretty good. There's sex, drugs. Like this one Universal Soldier has a kink. Like, you know the pain thing, right? The whole S&M. Well, this guy, since he's a Universal Soldier, his thing is getting nails nailed into his hands. This movie just is balls to the wall. It just... Remember how I said that kickboxer movie, I can't even remember the name, Re-Reckoning, double the registration fees, whatever it's called. That was really good. They threw everything at the wall and it worked. Well, this movie throws everything at the wall and it doesn't work. But the action scenes are so good. Like, if this guy, who again, this is directed by John Hames again, son of Peter Hames. He directed the last Universal Soldier film, which was fine with really great action. This movie is bad with even better action, if you can believe it. John is played by Scott Atkins, who is a capable action star. He's quite good. Apparently, he is, I believe, in the remake, not the remake, but the Van Damme-less sequel to Hard Target. I might check that out at some point. I don't know. There are a couple fight scenes that I think you can just pick up and watch and maybe even should. There's one that takes place in a sporting goods store that's flipping great. And then there's one where John fights Dolph Lundgren's character, who's Andrew Scott again, but another clone. At some point, Universal Soldier became more about clones than reanimating dead soldiers. I don't know why. Like, they keep, the more these they make, the further they stray from what makes Universal Soldier Universal Soldier. This isn't a Universal Soldier movie. The only thing that's Universal Soldier about is Luke Devereaux and Andrew Scott. And they aren't even themselves. Like, I'm convinced the Luke Devereaux in this could be the Luke Devereaux from the last movie, but it's definitely not the Luke Devereaux from the first movie. It's like a clone, maybe. And maybe that Luke Devereaux, and maybe, okay, hold on now. Maybe the reason the disconnect from that Luke Devereaux to the Luke Devereaux in Regeneration is because that's a clone Luke Devereaux. It's not the real original. Okay, that makes more sense now. This movie has fixed the last movie. It's the best thing ever made. No. Anyway, now Luke Devereaux and Andrew Scott work together. Bitter enemies in the first film work together in this film, and they're starting essentially a Universal Soldiers Anonymous cult. I don't know, like, old Universal Soldiers are captured and then fixed, quote unquote, to be normal. And I guess they're like building up an army, and this Luke Devereaux, it's almost like a cult. They're painting their faces, and I don't know. Andrew Scott's wearing like these things on his ankles that make him look like he's from colonial times. It's ridiculous. Well, you find out that pretty much he guessed it. I did anyway, that John is a Universal Soldier, that this family that was killed at the beginning is all make-believe, and Jean-Claude Van Damme and Luke Devereaux with his team tries to save him. I should also mention, this movie is brutally violent. It is full, like, this, the guys were that made this, like, let's get an R rate, let's get an NC-17 rating, and then dial it back just enough to get the R. I think that's what they did. So I'm going to skip a lot of the weird stuff. John finds out he's a clone when he meets another one of himself. And then he goes to Luke Devereaux's camp, and there's like the scientist who made him, and he's like repentant or whatever, or working for Luke Devereaux, and they try to fix him. And what they have to do is like take this memory capsule out of his head, which is producing the memories of this fake family. When this happens, he loses it. And then he goes on a murder spree. And this is the murder spree in this movie. Flipping amazing. Just John Hames can direct action, direct all the action movies you want. But whoever came up with the story in this film, get them out of here. Action films never need to be this convoluted. And I'm skipping so much of what makes it convoluted with like the mystery and who's who, and he has to remember it. No, just dump all that. Just make kick-ass action movies like the sections of brightness that are here. Speaking of which, Dolph Lundgren, I said in the last movie, was like the best thing about it. He sucks in this movie, and I don't think it's his fault. It's just like him paying homage to the original character. It's not good. But he gets in a fight with John, and that fight, well, not that great, mostly because I don't think Dolph Lundgren can move like he used to. Has the kill on Dolph Lundgren, spectacular. But when John starts his murder spree, it is full bone crunching, breaking, snapping stuff. It's really good. Like, the first guy tries to lead him with a kick, and he just reverses his entire leg and like turns it into a pretzel. Well, anyway, he finally fights Luke Devereaux, and they fight, and it's pretty good. Again, the action in this movie, zero complaints. It's excellent. There's a car chase that is so good because it's real. Like, you can tell that the cars are there. They're real. There's not CG. And when they wreck the cars, they are real cars wrecking. It's awesome. Anyway, the final fight is fine. It's good. And actually, this last bit I kind of like, because Luke Devereaux grabs, again, not the real Luke Devereaux, in my opinion, this machete as John is trying to push it into him for, you know, avenging the death of this family. And he grabs it, and at some point he lets go, and he says, nothing changes. There's always another John. And then he allows this John to kill him. So you find now this John now becomes king of the Unisols, because they've taken out this tracker thing that they were talking about before that the government put in there. So now he meets up with his handler and he's like, you're the one who killed my family. He goes, no, I created your family. And then he points a gun at him and he says, then you killed him. He's like, no, Luke Devereaux killed him. And he said, you put him up to it. And then he shoots him and his brain goes everywhere. And then out of the truck comes that same handler, like a clone of his. Now they're inserting him into the Unisol, like, program. I guess they got a mole in there now. And they dispose of the body. And that's the end of the movie. That idea at the end is really good. I just wish it wasn't so convoluted in its telling. Tone back the complexity a bit. But I feel like they set them up for failure from the last movie. I don't know. Like I said, I would say this is a bad movie with amazing action. Now, I'm going to give this two Van Dams, because he's barely in the movie. And when he is in the movie, it's like these weird flashbacks. And then he has the one fight scene, which puts him up to two. Overall, Universal Soldier. These sequels are not as strong as the sequels to the Kickboxer ones, at least the ones featuring Van Damme, because those were good and then great. And then this, we had bad with The Return. Regeneration was okay with amazing action, and then this was bad with even better action. I don't know how they did it. Well, we're almost done. We've got just a few movies left, and I've decided to make them all hits. Greatest hits.